Good morning, it's Zach Emerson here with your daily sports update. First up, the results from Friday night's high school football games. Central Hardin defeated Barron County 38-0. Elizabethtown defeated Meade County 34-13. Grayson County was defeated by Graves County, falling 21-10. John Hardin was defeated by Moore 22-14. Breckenridge County defeated Nelson County 42-0. And Fort Knox was defeated by Seneca 42-18. In boys high school soccer yesterday afternoon, in the 5th Region Tournament, Elizabethtown defeated Hart County 8-1. Also in the 5th Region, North Hardin defeated Nelson County 4-0. On the schedule for the boys tonight, Grayson County in the 3rd Region Tournament will play Muhlenberg County. Also in the 3rd Region, Meade County will take on Owensboro. And finally, for your local high school sports this morning, in the girls' high school tournament, in the 3rd Region, Grayson County will take on Muhlenberg County tonight. In 3rd Region, Meade County taking on Owensboro Catholic. And over in the 5th Region, LaRue County will take on Central Hardin. In college football, for some of our area teams over the weekend, Western Kentucky defeated Army at home 17-8. Kentucky defeated Arkansas 24-20. And the Louisville Cardinals defeated Wake Forest, winning 62-59. In the National Hockey League on Saturday, the Nashville Predators fell on the road to the Los Angeles Kings, losing 7-4. And finally, in the NFL yesterday afternoon, the Cincinnati Bengals still searching for that first win of the season, falling on the road to the Baltimore Ravens 23-17. And the Tennessee Titans not without their own problems, and starting quarterback Marcus Mariota was benched in favor of Ryan Tannehill, but that wasn't enough as the Tennessee Titans fall to the Denver Broncos 16-0. And that's going to do it for your sports update for this Monday. For QuickSee 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.